Hello, welcome to Morning Tea. I'm Ani, the host of the podcast. If you don't know, I've been doing hair for 15 years, and I recently transitioned over to being a social media, I don't want to say social media expert. I work with people in the beauty industry to up their social media game, because let's be honest, without social media these days, you're kind of dead in the fucking water. Like, you don't have to like it, but it's just true. And the name Morning Tea came because I own a hair line called Morning Hair, but like mourning the death of someone. Not good morning. If you know me in real life or even just from social media, you're not going to be surprised by that at all, because you know that like gothic and like macabre and dark is kind of my jam and my favorite, but which also plays into the content coming is finally released. It is finally out. This is something I have had courses on, like social media and what to do and how to use social media, blah, 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 but it changes so much and so quickly. It was honestly like impossible to keep it up to date with like a one time like $60 offer. Do you know what I mean? So I decided to start the Content Coven, which is actually a membership. So every single month I'm uploading new videos, keeping everyone up to date on what's happening in social media and tutorials that are step by step, along with, I'm not even gonna lie, this was my favorite. I'm really good at writing hooks and things that are taking something, I don't want to say like sounds kind of boring, but making it like, ah, Jesse, it's like a little spicier. So actually next week is going to be the very first live through Zoom, not live in person, but like Content Coven, kind of like creation power hour, where anyone inside of the Content Coven can come with ideas or hooks that they think might work, and I will help them rework it and rearrange it, because the entire point of this, I want to build a community. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's really hard to find a community some days, especially in the hair world, because it's either like you meet people that are fucking cool as shit, or they're not. That's probably the best way that I can put it, or they're just not. And that's okay too, maybe. Like, no big deal. I just know I want a community to like talk to and yammer with. What do they call these days? Yapping. I talk. I'm a yapping bitch, and that's okay. But I really wanted to come talk to you guys about is I actually started vlogging. And you might be like, oh, I don't give a shit because I don't vlog. You need to hear me out on this one. I want to talk about the responses that I've been getting and the things that people have said to me, because I will be honest, like, I was surprised. Why did I start vlogging? Okay, so there's this stylist. His name is Kane. He's so cool. He's from Sydney, Australia. And he had like 100,000 followers, and he's like, I'm going to vlog every day until I get to 500,000. And I'm like, you're crazy. And then watching his vlog, it was just so funny and so endearing. And so I'm like, oh, that's like a real human, even though his life is actually just pretty fucking cool. He does a lot of shit. And so I was watching this and I'm like, gosh, I'm notoriously private. If you follow me on TikTok, you know, I'm a little less private on there. I do speak a little bit more, but it's like mostly about books and like some about my fiance. But on my Instagram, that I do view as my professional page because it is, I'm actually far less personal. I'm a pretty private fucking person. And I don't want to say like I find social media easy now, but creating reels, writing hooks, writing captions, like I could do that shit in my sleep now. I really wanted to be like, what is the thing that I'm not good at? And how do I push myself to be great at that? And one thing that honestly I'm not very good at is sharing parts of my personal life, because I was raised, I'm Puerto Rican, okay? And I feel like any Spanish person out there, and I was like, your whole family's just fucking private. Like, you don't bring strangers into your home. Like, you just don't do those things. Like, it's just, your home is your sanctuary. It's your private place. Don't do that. But anyway, so I said, fuck it. I'm gonna vlog every day until I hit 100K. Haha, that rhymes. And we're just gonna see what happens. And it's so interesting because it's so much less than being like, would it be cool to hit 100K? Yeah, of course. Like, I'm about to do that on TikTok. Like, that is cool. But for me, it was more about pushing myself and not letting myself, like, sideline or quote-unquote get out of it, because I just don't feel like it. I set a deadline. The deadline is 100K. Like, I committed to it, so I'm gonna fucking commit to it. Like, I'm going to do that. If I leave it open-ended, like, I'm just gonna vlog every day, a day in the life, and then I don't feel like doing it, so I don't. What kind of fucking consistency is that? Like, what am I proving to myself? So here's the interesting thing that happened when I started this. It was the DMs and messages I started getting privately. The public ones are super fucking nice. I'll be like, so nice. The private ones were the interesting ones. So I'll start off with, here's the shit that I was dealing with internally as I'm posting this. I'm watching Kane, this other hairstylist that, and by the way, I DM'd him and I was like, can I copy you? And he was like, you don't even have to ask, baby. He was like, tag me in it. I support you. This is so cool. I'm like, I'm not interesting. Hear me out when I say this. Looking at his, he's from Australia. The accent's already cool. And he travels all over the world and he educates and he owns two salons, maybe? Like he's got some staff and he does all these cool things and he's just cool things. Travel all the time. It's interesting to watch. Yeah, I barely leave my house. I don't leave my house much. Why? Because I love my house. I prefer my house. It's my safe place. I already said it. It is my sanctuary. It's where I feel most calm, most safe, most happy. And the fact that I was able to create that in this lifetime, in this home that my fiance and I bought, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm just like happy to be home. And so then I was like, oh my God, I'm not interesting. Like, who the fuck is going to watch any of my vlogs? Like, I'm not interesting. I'm not traveling. I will be in September though. See y'all in Australia. But anyway, other than that, like, I don't really dream or go anywhere. Like, I'm not doing shit, bitch. And then I started getting DMs. People were like, I love that you're normal. And I was like, oh, they're like, I love that you're just like a normal person. Like, you're cool, but you're normal. And I'm like, first off, thank you for saying I'm cool. That's crazy. But people are loving the fact that I am just a normal person, that I'm not gallivanting around the world, which I will be in a bit. But like, I wake up and like, I eat my breakfast and this sounds so stupid, but I take my trash out. I vacuum. I have to wipe my dog's butt sometimes. Like, I'm exhausted. I didn't do anything except read today. I thought people would be like, boo, unfollow, you're not fucking interesting. And actually the complete opposite happened. They're almost fascinated by how normal I am. And that I don't know the idea that people may have had in my head of who I am. Because once again, like, I acknowledge the fact that I'm very private. Like, I do know that. And to an extent, I think that's really good. To a certain extent, I think that, not that it hurts my business, but I don't think it lets people see, like, the real me. You know what I mean? Although I have had a couple people in the past few weeks who do know me in real life. Like, we're friends. They're like, you know, you're the same in real life as you are on Instagram. And I'm like, fuck off. That is the biggest compliment anybody could give me. Thanks, Mitch. Like, that makes me so happy. So that was the first thing. So if you've ever thought about like, oh, like, I would love to share more of my personality, or I'd love to share more of my life, but I'm not quote unquote interesting, I think you might have to kind of rework in your head what's considered interesting. Because although, yes, seeing the extravagant and the trips and the cool things and buying expensive things and like, yeah, like the extravagance is probably the only way I can put it, which, by the way, is not throwing shade on him. He's so cool. But I feel like we think if I'm not doing that, then my life is not worth talking about. Then I am not interesting enough to talk about, that no one's going to care. And that's just it's not the truth. Like, that's what I'm learning. I'm on day 13, I want to say. Yeah, day 13. And it's actually been like really fucking cool. So I feel, the conversations that probably kind of hit me most in my heart. I had another entrepreneur. We sent quite a few audio messages through Instagram. And she was like, you know, I think it's so cool that you're vlogging. I definitely don't think I could do it every day, but I think I could do it once a week. And I'm like, here's the deal. I totally support once a week. I'm just a psychopath. So like, every day sounded fun to me. Well, weirdly. And she's like, but, you know, comma, but, the big asterisk here. She's like, I'm concerned because, like, I see all these people that vlog that obviously have money. And, you know, they have these big houses, these fancy houses with all these open spaces and big kitchens and immaculate decorating. And she's like, I don't have that. And I was like, oh, baby, I feel you on this, because I also don't have that. I have actually never even shown the front of my house, because I've said it before and I'll say it again. Y'all scare me. You're basically FBI agents. And like, although I, you know, in general where I live, I actually don't want you to know my address. But if you feel the need to send me something, we'll give you my PO box. It's just out of privacy and security and safety. And I don't think that that's anything to apologize for. So I won't. But one thing she was saying, she's like, you know, I don't have this big fancy house. And I was like, well, actually, neither do I. Like, although I live on 2 acres, my house was built in 99 and it has not been renovated since. The woman who lived here for 15 years loved cats. Loved cats so much. She had 6 cats. So 90% of the doors in this house have a cat door in it, like a doggy door, but like a kitty door. Yeah, we're replacing those doors. My living room actually has green carpet, which at first I fucking hated, but I'm like, why y'all? It's kind of growing on me, which I think is crazy. I think I might actually be loving it. But I was telling her, I was like, look, there's so, we had a patio, y'all. This neighbor poured cement on like chain link fence in like a third of our backyard so her cats could have an outdoor patio, a catio. We absolutely ripped that straight up from the ground. It was like one of the first things to go. But I told her, I said, look, my property is very cool and I'm in love with my house. In my mind, my house is the most beautiful house that could ever exist. Do I know that's the case? Like, no, I know people have way cooler houses than me, but it doesn't, like, I'm, once again, I hate to be like, I'm a normal person, but like, I am. Like, it's, I've accepted the fact that, like, look, if you expect me, okay, one thing that I have learned as a human being is the expectations I have for myself, I do not, like, push that onto other people, whether it comes in the terms of friendship, honesty, integrity, morals, communication. I don't think that's fair to put the my expectations for myself on other people, because now I'm expecting them to live up to a standard that I've never communicated. And I don't think that's very fair. So does not putting my expectations on other people lower the sense of disappointment I have? Yeah, because I'm like, well, although I would never do the thing that you did, and honestly, like, I don't approve of it, that's something that lies inside of your morals and integrity, and that's okay. You've now given me all the information I need and I willingly step out, right? And so where that comes into play is the way that I started to look at it when I actually did start posting about my house and the inside and my incredibly messy closet. I don't know what happens during the week, y'all, but a tornado comes in and goes, and all of a sudden, like, it's just a fucking disaster. But I even posted that and I was like, okay, like, the lights are kind of weird. We're replacing, like, we're going to be renovating so much in our home, but it's just, honestly, it's not in the budget right now. Do y'all know how much it costs to renovate a house? I wanted to, like, expand a window, like, make a window bigger. And our friend was like, yeah, that's going to be about 20 grand. And I'm like, oh, for a window. My fucking God. I wanted to take down a whole wall and make the wall a window. So, it actually does make sense. But so, like, it's just, honestly, it's just not in the budget right now. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. And the friend who I was speaking to saying that she was, like, nervous to show her home. She was like, we have renovation money. She was probably out with you. It went to the salon. She had the salon. She was like, our salon is, chef's kiss, brand spanking new, absolutely beautiful to the nines. She's like, but my house is a little bit older. It could use some renovations. And I'm like, yeah, who gives a fuck? And that's where it comes in the sense of expectations. Like, if you set an expectation of who you thought I was, that I was, like, extra cool and I, like, gallivanted around the world and I had a big expensive home and did all these, like, I don't know. Like, honestly, people, I'm sure, have an idea of who I am all the time, but if I now all of a sudden didn't live up to that because you realize that I'm literally just like a normal human being who works at my desk pretty much like 80% of the day and likes to read books and eat cookies and take a couple edibles on the night, you know, if that doesn't align with who you thought I was and then you no longer like me, that's something I'm okay with. Like, if you don't want to follow me because of that, because I don't want to buy brand name shit, which, by the way, if you do, baby, I am not shitting on you. I just don't care. Like, I'd rather buy a $600 book than a $600 bag. Not because the bag is bad, because I love the book. You know what I mean? Like, to me, there's just, like, why is the difference? And I do know that people have unfollowed me for kind of reasons like that, because I don't wear designer brands anymore. I don't buy name brands anymore. Like, I'm happy to buy something from Amazon or Zara, like, I don't care. Like, for me, that works, you know? Weirdly, that's been off-putting to some people. So all of this to say, I was shocked by the amount of love and support, and honestly, only love and support that I've been getting from people on my blogs when I did not, and still honestly, don't think that I'm a super interesting person. Like, I don't do crazy shit. I think parts of my life are very interesting and I think parts of my life are very cool, but that's not like the day to day. Do you know what I mean? So if you've been sitting there and you're like, gosh, like, I would love a way to show people my life a little bit and my personality and what I do outside of my job, because I will forever die on this hill. You should have hobbies. Hobbies are important. You should have them. I'm literally getting yelled at on my Instagram because I made a post that said If people ask you what your hobbies are and you say, or being obsessed with your job and not having hobbies isn't cute. And people are like, how dare you attack me like that? I love my job. I'm obsessed with it. You're mean. I've literally been told I'm mean. And I'm like, that's cool. I stand by what I said because I've been that person. Like, I've been the person to work 7 days a week. And people say, what do you do for fun? I just stare at them like a deer in the fucking headlights because I don't have fun. I love what I do, but I don't have fun outside of work. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. And nothing you say can convince me. That is not me saying you should hate your fucking job. I mean, miserable. No, 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 no. Be obsessed with your job. Love your job. Be so happy and so feel so grateful and blessed that you get to do it every day. Go home and have some goddamn hobbies. Do something for fun that doesn't revolve around work or reading a book to make you better at work or doing research to be. That's not fun. For fuck's sake. Go skateboard, go rollerblade, go surf, go for a walk, read a book, cross stitch, sew clothing, crochet for all I fucking care. I don't care. Play the guitar, play an instrument. I have to sneeze. Do karaoke, excuse me. Like, I don't care what you do, but like, do something. And the fact that people are like, you're so mean for saying that. Okay. Like, to be honest, I'm willing to accept if that makes me a mean person to say I've been the person with no hobbies and no friends and no life, and it made my period stop for 9 months and ended up with me in the emergency room with a kidney stone from fucking stress. Yeah, I'm willing to be the mean person because I don't say this from a lack of experience. I say it because I was that person. But anyway, that might also tell you why now I am so protective of my free time because I've been the person to have literally none. So anyway, all of this to say, if you've been thinking like, gosh, I would love to like incorporate some of my private life, bear in mind, it's not all or nothing. I started with me only talking about work. And then I was like, okay, but wait, my dogs are so cute. Let me show my dog. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is them running around the property. Let me show that. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll show my living room, which we actually just like changed all the furniture. It's so cute. But like, I started showing like little by little and little by little, I realized, okay, this is actually like not a big deal. Now I will say vlogging every day. Bleh. It is work only because you do have to remember. I'm actually like, oh wait, no. Only because you do have to remember, like, yeah, you have to take videos. Like, you can't forget to take videos. That is like one of the important things that you have to do. But editing it, I do it in CapCut. It's very easy. Doing a voiceover is very easy. I actually do them at night so I can just wake up and post them in the morning. But here's the deal. You don't have to do one every day like I do. Do it once a week. Here's my like week in the life. Because, you know, there's like day in the life. Do your week in the life. Here's my week in the life. A week in the life of me, and then do like a one and a half minute recap. You put in a ton of fucking videos, change it every 3-4 seconds easily, like show what you did and just have fun. Here's the one thing I ask if you're going to do this. Please don't use your sexy porn voice. It's weird and it fucking creeps me out, and I will give you an example. When I talk like this. This is my normal tone. This is my normal cadence. This is my normal vernacular and vocabulary. Like, this is just how I talk. But for some reason, when some of y'all go to do a voiceover, you put your phone by your mouth and you're like, So the very first thing we're going to be doing is pulling out the foils in order to highlight my client and get them to be brighter. That's weird. Like, please stop. I don't know another way to say this. You're like whisper fucking my ear and I don't like it. Like, please stop doing that. It freaks me out so bad. And I know that's like such a horrible way to say it, but please stop. Just be normal. Put your phone down. Just have fun. Just be normal and don't overthink it. So I really hope that this has potentially helped you guys get out of your head, like just a skosh, just a teeny tiny little bitty bit. If you have questions on vlogging, let me know. I think what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to create an entire like training video on how it is that I vlog and put it inside the content coven because a lot of people have been asking how to do it. And it's just honestly so much easier. And I'll tell you, I do like to create it in CapCut so I can immediately share it to Instagram. And I've started to share it to TikTok as well. Like, I don't even know if TikTok is going to like it because they're so into my books, but like, fuck it, right? Why not? So, all right, guys, I'm going to head out. I have a lot of recordings to do today for the content coven. If you have any questions, DM me. Always DM me. I will always answer. I always respond. Like, that's part of the fun of social media for me is to be social. So, all right, guys, have a wonderful day and I'll see you soon.